You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We're joined on the line by freelance journalist Suren Naidu, who speaks to us this morning. Suren, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us. We talk about Jang status and outlining that particular issue for our listeners, Suren. Tough times to be proudly South African, hey Suren?
Definitely. I think South Africans are worried, but we need to take this on the chin and be up for the challenge. I suppose that's the best we need. That's what we need to do.
Now, educate us. What is the meaning of the term Jang status?
Well, effectively, a credit rating on a country is like an individual's credit record or credit rating, where banks will evaluate you for a loan. So a rating on a country, essentially, you know, it can go from like triple A to like B minus and right down to well below investment grade, which is a default status. Sub-investment grade is when a country's, generally people refer to it as junk, but what this means is that a country will have to pay more for its debt because its rating is much lower. So, for example, if government has to raise money on the capital markets, they will have to pay more because their rating is not as high as in a higher rating like AAA or even BBB-, which was South Africa's last rating.
All indications are that Pravin Gordhan's firing was a major factor in the rand falling and now to the junk status. Why is one person's influence on the economy so big?
I don't think it's a case of Pravin Gordhan per se. It's about the Treasury and the fact that the Treasury is an important institution in any country. Now, there is politics around what's happening in South Africa at the moment. Pravin Gordhan happens to be the finance minister. You know, if this had to happen, if Nene was fired, when Nene was fired, if he, Van Rooyen continued to be finance minister, it's likely that we would have been downgraded in December 2015. So I don't think it so happened that Pravin Gordhan took up the responsibility and led the South Africa's campaign to avoid a credit downgrade, but it effectively comes down to various issues like economic growth, social political issues, job unemployment in South Africa. So clearly. The decision was brought forward because, Gordhan in the last year or so has tried to convince rating agencies not to downgrade. One of the key aspects is the strength of South African institutions like the Constitutional Court, the Treasury, the Public Protector's Office, and that sort of thing. But the rating agencies are zoning in on those things, the politics in South Africa at the moment. In addition, our economic growth is not even touching 1%. So, it's not just about Pravin Gordhan. It's about various political and economic aspects that leads to a rating agency decision. Obviously, there are indications that, S&P might have made the decision even before the cabinet reshuffle happened, but you must remember it was almost unprecedented for a finance minister. I think it's the first time in South African history where a finance minister has been called not just from a business trip overseas, but while he's talking to rating agencies themselves.
Yeah, so the number of factors as you outline now. The question is that how does junk status affect the country's poor?
Right now, it's pretty much high level, but I think over the next 3 to 6 months, the poor will face the impact. We need to be, understand that we shouldn't get too despondent as yet. S&P has been the most aggressive by, downgrading us to sub-investment grade or junk. However, for this to be taken, for it to have a real impact on the economy, another rating agency. So if two agencies downgrade, that's when international fund managers and investors say, South Africa is not on investment grade and we need to take money out of South Africa. So when you see things like investment outflows, right now it has impacted the banks. You see the banks, banking index is down by 10%. The rand has also depreciated. But I think for the poor, the impact will come perhaps in like even 3 to 6 months, or even like from a rand depreciation perspective. I think we're probably having our last fuel decrease this today. It's likely that the fuel price will increase because of the depreciation of the rand. Also, in terms of pressure on the financial sector, the banks will reevaluate their lending policies, and interest rates will be under pressure. So you would have the, if the two or more agencies downgrade to sub-investment grade, you'll have interest rates being put under pressure. And with interest rates increasing, ordinary citizens, both rich and poor, will have to pay more on interest on car loans, short-term loans, a whole host of things. Also, that will effectively mean that they'll have lower disposable income. From a government perspective, government will be paying more for its international loans and interest. So it will have less to spend on social, service delivery, and it will be under pressure as well. The SARS, even the tax collection could come under pressure because of this.
Interesting how you've broken it down in the various sectors and how it will impact. Will it be a continuous downward spiral that we won't feel the full impact immediately, but as time goes on, there will be more and more consequences?
That's what could happen. Now, let's remember that, one of the positives that we can take out, I was quite happy to hear that Moody's, their decision was meant to be on Friday, and they've said, even though they've put South Africa on review, they've decided the review process will take between 30 and 90 days. Now, that's almost a reprieve for South Africa. We'll have to wait and see if Fitch bring forward their rating, which I understand is meant to be in the middle of the year. So for right now, South Africa and Gigaba has his work cut out for him, but even South Africa and the government needs to assure rating agencies, but not just talk. They need to walk the talk that we have independent institutions. If the rating agencies downgrade South Africa, then that's when we need to be concerned and we'll have to brace ourselves. Countries have come back from being downgraded. The sad thing for South Africa is that for 17 years, we've had above investment grade, and this is going to take South Africa back economically. It takes between like 4 to 7 years to overcome it. Some say even a decade. And South Africa doesn't need this right now, considering our low economic growth, the disparity between the rich and the poor, and unemployment rate.
Certainly problematic times, and we hope that at some stage we'll be able to turn the table on this. Suren, thank you very much for your time on Radio Islam.
Thanks a lot.